A giant plume of black smoke rose over South Seattle on Tuesday. A major fire burned on a barge full of scrapped cars on the Duwamish River. But air and water pollution are nothing new for the neighborhoods along the Duwamish. Seattle officials want to give the Georgetown and South Park areas a boost after decades of pollution and neglect. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
If you live in South Park, odds are you'll live until you're 74. That's 13 years less than if you live in a wealthy, mostly white neighborhood like Laurelhurst. The reasons aren't entirely clear, but city officials want to tackle two of the key suspects, pollution and poverty. Here's Mayor Jenny Durkin.
South Park and Georgetown, the Duwamish Valley, have really shouldered the burden of environmental injustice for decades.
Seattle officials say they let local residents drive a plan to make the Duwamish Valley healthier, cleaner, and more prosperous. The broad plan has a little bit of everything, from fighting asthma and train noise to adding parks and supporting local businesses. South Park resident and activist Paulina Lopez says the communities welcome the overdue attention, but she says they're concerned that improvements could lead to gentrification.
We also want to make sure the community that has been there historically, the immigrants, people of color, get to stay in the community.
The city doesn't have a cost estimate for the whole Duwamish plan, but it's somewhere north of $30 million over the next 5 years. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.